I heard you talking a little bit about the New Madrid fault, and my question was, is it expected to go? And if it does go, what area of the country is it supposed to hit, and what is the expected devastation?
Well, the official FEMA devastation projection, $600 billion. And the relocation of, I think, 4.2 million people. The Great Lakes drain, the Mississippi widens to the tune of several hundred miles. And the amount of fatalities is what they're kind of keeping mum on. But in effect, it will dissect the country. Everything east of the Mississippi, the east of the Mississippi, whatever it ends up being, is pretty much isolated. And by the way, they also, that Navy map shows most of the east of the coast, 200 miles in, is no longer existing, and California is being the islands, just the mountain chain in California, and it shows the ocean coming in to basically southern Montana, northern Wyoming, and a part of Colorado. Northern Idaho is safe, and a little bit of Washington safe, but it changes everything. Now, why would the Navy put out a map like that? They know better than anybody all the faults, all the subterranean caverns that are under the ocean. I mean, the ocean has been mapped. All of the fractures, they have forms of scanning with satellite technology and tomography, which means they can CAT scan 200 miles deep. They pretty much know how it's going to fracture. And in the last 2 weeks, probably one of the most telling bits of information came out that they're now tying quartz in with earthquakes. And it just so happens that some of the largest quartz deposits in the United States run along the New Madrid. So the thing that's interesting, if you blast a bunch of energy into those with, quote, ancient technology weapons or new derived from ancient technology weapons, you can literally load the fault. The quartz acts as a capacitor. It begins to resonate. As it begins to resonate, it causes a fractioning, if you will, of the atomic matter in specific layers and different types of rocks, and you can help it along. And that's what everyone is concerned with, especially when it comes to quote-unquote tectonic weapons, and what has some indications that the situation in Japan was not a natural disaster.
Well, there's been some talk about that. I don't know, Stephen, but you do feel as if there's some hope at the end here. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, don't you?
I do. I believe that. No, I do. I mean, if I didn't have hope, George, you know, I'd shut up. But I think that you can have hope, and I have a lot of hope. But my hope is not in the goodness of man. I believe man is not good based on what I see. I believe man can be amazing, returned to its original created state, and I believe that only the Creator, the living God, can do that. So my hope, literally, and literally the Bible, I quote one scripture all the time, it says, they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And an exploit even means overcoming the forces of nature. So, you know, people say, well, people sometimes say to me, well, I want to hear all that stuff, you know, but I don't want to hear about God. And I said, who do you think is leading me to tell you the stuff that I know in order that it might point you to God? So there are people that just absolutely, for whatever reasons, hurt, bitterness, anger, or an allegiance to Satan, Lucifer, whatever, simply don't want to hear it. But they even quote the book of Revelation. Not all of those groups, but most of them do. So I think we're living in the most dangerous time in history, and I believe there are answers, but I believe everyone has to personally prepare. Food first, water, they're going to need communications, in my opinion, satellite phone. Even if the United States gets racked and devastated, then you're going to be able to go overseas and get through. I don't think cell phones or landlines are going to work.